Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm very privileged to be enjoying one of the best views the Peak District has to offer right this moment in time. And not just one of the best views in the Peak District, I would go as far as saying one of the best views in the British Isles. So where am I? I'm near Grindslow Knoll, which is a little bump on Kinder Scout. I'm just around about 100 or so metres down from there, and I'm looking down into the Vale of Edale and down towards the village of Edale. So at the moment I'm sitting in a clump of heather. I'm looking out towards the east, towards the southeast actually, and a train is just running through the valley. It's absolutely stunning. It is 7:15 in the evening and there are very few clouds in the sky and the sun is just setting behind me to the west. It's an absolutely stunning evening. So what I decided to do was come on a little micro adventure. So I set off from home at 5 p.m. and I've parked my car. Next to the school in Edale itself, and I've walked up to my current location. So if I look to my left, towards the north now, I can see Ringing Roger, which is a rock formation on Kinder. And as I look clockwise, in the distance I can see Wynn Hill and Stanage Edge. And a little bit closer I can see the Great Ridge. Right on the end there is Luss Hill. And then we've got Backtor along towards Hollins Cross and then Mamtor. Over in the next valley is Castleton in the Hope Valley. But it really is a stunning evening. And tonight was pretty much about this. It wasn't about eating the miles, it wasn't about the challenge of the walk or anything like that. The whole point of this evening was to come and sit in a place and camp for the night where I could enjoy an amazing view, and all being well, I'll wake up to a sight of the sun rising off towards the east, framed perfectly by the peaks around me, and hopefully it's going to be an amazing night. And like I say, an amazing morning with the sun rising directly ahead of me now. I've not been feeling too great actually over the last few days. I felt quite under the weather. I had a stomach bug and it was a bit of food poisoning actually. And I was really under the weather for around about 2 or 3 days there. Quite sick. And I've not really managed to shake it. But it's going. Yesterday we were down in London. We went to see the show Jersey Boys, and that was really good actually. I really enjoyed it. The music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Well, basically, it's the story about the band and about Frankie. And it takes me back to being around about 6 or 7 years old in my brother's dad's car and listening to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and some great memories actually listening to the music that was in the show. And I was really impressed by the show itself. A great story and a great staging, and I would highly recommend it to anyone. It was at the Prince Edward Theatre on Old Crompton Street in Soho. We went down for the matinee showing at 3 p.m. So we managed to get home for a reasonable hour last night. And I thought of you, Phil, as I drove up through Selsey Forest. And on the sat-nav, I noticed Hartwell. And I've been tweeting you about it today. Or Google-plussing you about it today. But I did think of you as I drove past there. So I've been sat down for the last 45 minutes just listening to Audio Booze, listening to Top Gold on all good social networks, listening to All One Word, Big Rick, listening to Mac, And it's just great to relax. It's due to be quite cold this evening, but I've got my down sleeping bag, I've got my down jacket, I've got my bivy bag, sleeping mat, my top, which is just set up basically just to shelter my head from the rain, if it arrives. I checked the weather radar, and the rain is due to arrive at around about 10 in the morning, but I should be down to the car by around about 8 o'clock probably, 8 a.m. Okay, so I've rambled on. I'm just relaxed. It's a stunning view. If you check out the image that I'm going to upload with this boo, which will be tomorrow, because I'm trying to save my bandwidth, save my data allowance. I'll upload this tomorrow, but the view, hopefully you'll get the effect from the picture that I tagged with this boo, sorry. Also, I'd just like to say I'm thinking of you, Paul Omani. You sprung to my mind as I drove into the Hope Valley and into Hope, and now I'm in Edale, just relaxing. Top Gold mentioned you, so you're in my thoughts. All the best, my friend. Okay, Audioboo, I'll speak to you very soon. Bye for now.